Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, 5 o'clock. So we're going to get back into the Lions. You missed anything? Odyssey.com rewind. We had a, I thought, a really good conversation about the Wings. They've won 7 in a row. It's not like this new coach bump anymore. Also, YouTube, Lenny Show with Rico. Subscribe to it if you'd be so kind. We appreciate it. And if you want videos and don't want to use the app, that's the way to do it. It all kind of worked out. I mean, Eagles look like dog duty, and they lost one of their best players in N'Kobe Dean. He's out for the rest of the year. The Commanders beat the Bucks, rendering tonight's game meaningless. So, hell, it just gives you guys a little bit more free time. You don't need to worry. And again, I know, Rico, you and I differ. I'm glad. I was unaware of this because I wasn't here Friday. I'm glad because it saves us a week of fighting. Peaceful. You actually wanted the Vikings or Rams. I didn't.
No, I wanted the Vikings, not the Rams.
Gotcha.
Rams were the last team I think you wanted to see here.
But the Commanders do present something that historically Lions should have a big advantage, a rookie quarterback. Now, Jaden Daniels, yes, they won that game last night. I would argue the only reason they won it was Baker Mayfield inexplicably botching a handoff on a jet sweep. It just doesn't happen, ever. But this is the team you wanted to play. And the Lions opened up a 10-point favorite. Now it's down to 8.5. You do what you want with that. Look, here, for the headline is, yes, Rico and I think you're winning the game. But what we're not going to do, that I know other shows will, is this sequin-infused, weed-gummy, win by 40, 50, or 60, 248. Just not doing it. Anyone can beat anyone in the playoffs. It's too hard. It's too difficult. And I just think while there is not several scenarios, I'd argue there's really not two or three. There's one scenario. And Rico can run you through it, which is, look, we've seen in history where a mobile QB has taken a playoff game and turned it on its ear. Yeah. I mean, Kaepernick at Lambeau, young Kaepernick at Lambeau. I think he ran for 148 yards or something. Yeah. And then you go way back. Remember Mike Vick. And it might have been at Green Bay, too.
I think it was.
So, look, is Jaden Daniels that guy? Well, I'm not going to put that on him. But tell you one thing. Do you know who's 29th in the league against mobile QBs? Rushing yardage? Oh, that'd be you. How about on a yards per carry basis? Lions give up 6.5 yards per rush to mobile QBs. That ranks almost dead last. I think it's 31st. Look, you should win the game. But I will just tell you, I'm happy to play the Commanders. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to have a fun Saturday night. You can enjoy Epcot Center, whatever the hell they were doing in Tampa with the pirate ship. Ford Field ain't that.
Right, but if you're just going to tell me, well, it's only because he's a rookie quarterback, you don't have to worry. Okay, first of all,
I don't want to do that.
No, because at this point, he's no longer a rookie quarterback. And the fact, to me, he shed that label when he came back to beat the Eagles.
And so they've won a million close games because of him. So you have to at least validate, you know what? Maybe history doesn't apply to this kid. I want to see Aaron Glenn's game plan.
Because
I'm fascinated by that.
Because actually, history doesn't apply to this Lions team. Like, so many times, you probably should have lost games, but you didn't. So you can't have one standard for one team and have a different standard for yourself. So that's why I'm looking at this game. Like, if you allow him to run, if you blitz and you miss and you allow Jaden to go mobile on you and just start picking up yards, and now you have to worry about him. So now you're so focused on him running that you leave a guy like Scary Terry wide open, or even if he's covered, he's the best wide receiver against with contested catches. So this is something that could be problematic. So yes, in order to win this game, you got to make sure that Daniels never gets a start, because to me, he is Lamar Jackson esque, Lamar Jackson light, where he could beat you with his arms or his legs. That's why I said this was the third team. Like Minnesota, I think Minnesota is still Green Bay was the easiest. If you were to play Green Bay, they're a mass unit.
Okay? They look like a complete fraud.
Minnesota wanted no parts of Ford Field. But this game, I mean, going up against this kind of quarterback could be problematic. Yes, I'm going to say it for the people in the back. I still think that the Lions win, but this was a game that I don't think is going to be as easy as a lot of people think it's going to be.
So, look, you guys tell us where you're at with it. Obviously, you can feel great about it. You should. You've earned it. I mean, you've earned just like Kansas City earned it. Oh, they get to play the Texans. That's a free square. That's why you're the one seed. Mm-hmm. That's what you earn. You let other people do your bidding. And while I do think you're going to win the game, I'm with Rico. I'm not going to get in the business of predicting playoff blowouts. It's just not where I'm at. Yeah. So if you take that as somehow a personal affront, it means you're an idiot. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
Well, here's the other
thing.
Saying
your team's going to win playoff games is not negative. Mm.
Mike, here's the other thing about this. They play the same style that you play, meaning they run a four-down offense. You run a four-down offense. They go for it just like you like to go for it. Minnesota, you took out of their element. Minnesota was playing your game, and you saw uncomfortable. They play the way they're going to try to ball. They possess the ball, make sure you don't get it back. And, yeah, they'll go for it on fourth and four. No big deal, because now you got to wonder, is Daniels going to take off and run? Is he going to throw the pass down the field? What's going to happen? The Buccaneers try spying. They try blitzing. They try doing a whole lot of different things, and that rookie QB actually didn't look like a rookie QB. He actually went out there, controlled the final 5.5 minutes of the game, and made sure the Bucs never got the ball back, including converting on a fourth down.
So where are you at with it? Or again, maybe you're just burnt out and bored. I don't know. You know, look, Lions didn't play. It's beautiful in one aspect, but you do feel like you're sitting around for ages because you didn't play. But yeah, Commanders, I'm good with it. Just be careful. And look, I mean, I have full trust in the coaching staff, but you should be able to run the football. Washington's very middling in that department. The problem, I don't know. I don't know what to make of Dan Campbell's comment about David Montgomery. You know, there's a role for him.
It sounds like to me, if we need him, he can play. But I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't play at all in this game, especially if the Lions are able to maintain a lead and you could just go with Jahmyr Gibbs and just, yep, we can save you for yet another week for the NFC title game.
Be ideal. But if Monty were healthy, yeah, this is where this would be a 20 carry game. Physical, TOP. Look, here's the thing. Washington is a welfare version of you, meaning they're going to go for it on all fourth downs. They want to go TOP. They're clutch. Like, and they do have, they have a huge difference. They have two. Yes, Daniels. The other one is Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin, if you like metrics, he's the number one contested catch receiver in football. I mean, you can have perfect coverage. He's still coming down with the ball. So those are their two guys. Yes, you're better than they are. But no, I don't think it's going to be this thing of like Lions 52, Commanders 3. And if you think that's negativity, like I said, that's a you problem. Go yell at yourself in the mirror. Yes, I think you're going to win the game. You want to tell me you think they cover? God bless. I have enough respect for the sport and the way this works. Remember last year, you didn't blow out the Rams. Even though all week I had to listen about, we're going to kill them. Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. You survived them. You didn't blow out the Bucs. Same deal. That's not how the playoffs work. Yeah. Yes, games like Buffalo and Denver happen. And maybe that game happens this weekend, but I'm going to let that happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the business of predicting that. Because that's, I mean, David, your team's won a Super Bowl, mine has, Rico. You know the road. You know the road traveled. These games are brutal. Mm-hmm. And anybody can beat anybody. So
especially Mike, when you have a team with that nothing to lose mentality, like, yep, yeah, we weren't supposed to be
here.
Well,
they're going to go for it on every fourth down.
Exactly.
So
why? Because you go for it and they know, okay, we got to match them points for points. So who's going to get that stop? Is it going to be the Redskins, the Commanders, or is it going to be the Lions?
I just, look, it's up to you guys, but I'm comfortable. I feel good about it. And I love the fact that we don't need to see the Rams or Vikings. And the Eagles were, it feels inevitable, right? Well, guess what? The Eagles didn't look very good because we talked about this last week. The idea of Jalen Hurts not playing for the better part of a month and then your passing game's going to look perfect? No way. Well, now we'll see how much was rust and how much is real. They'll have a test on their hands. Mm-hmm. I just pray it's the Rams. I need Sam Darnold to be homeless. Like, I want him to go out and play awful tonight. Just so I don't have to ever hear about how, oh, Sam's different. No, he's not. No, he's not.
It's the ginger, right?
It plays a role. 248-539-9797. David, ticket text coming in. What do you got?
My biggest point of confidence is the Commanders are the third worst team against the run. We are going to control the game using Gibbs and Montgomery. And if Cookies does the double-digit disco, can we hit him with the disco ball? Knock him out. That is from Cam.
I can tell you, he tried that crap on the podcast with me today, and I just told him, you can take that to John. Don't do it here. It's garbage. Well, it's fun. No, it's stupid. That's what it is. It's not fun. It's stupid. It's immature. It's dumb. It's lazy. It's ridiculous. You predicted a double-digit disco against the Buffalo effing Bills as a two-point favorite. You know what that's called? Double-digit delusion. Yeah, exactly. Now we're just going to be throwing out 28-point victories in a playoff game. No. Blind, broken clock is right twice a day, right?
Right.
Yeah, maybe you're going to be right. You say it enough. Here's an idea. Put it away. Go 1-0 this week. Win by 1 or 100. Win.
Win by 1. Isn't that what Dan Campbell said weeks ago?
That's just it. Got 3 games left in your season. You could win by 3 total points. It's every bit as dominant in my world as a team that steamrolls to a title.
Yeah.
Just win.
Like
double
I said,
double-digit disco.
No. Well, because the Lions have defied logic all year long. But by that same thing,
that doesn't mean I have to be illogical.
No. But David, if you're going to just accept the fact, well, it's just destiny. You got to look at what Daniels is doing and say, guys, you can't just say, well, he's rookie quarterback and Ford Field, and he's going to get intimidated. He's played in big games. He's won big game. He's come back. Like, he's made big time throws. Yeah, you got to hope that you're ahead by more than 8 points, and so that final drive would be just null and void, and it's just him trying to make sure that you don't cover. But if there's a chance that they're down, that they can go get the game-winning touchdown, and that could be problematic. Because if you blitz and you miss, big play.
Well, look, and here's the thing, right? And I know this is where people, like, I'm not saying it will be a problem. Has it been, right? The Lions seemingly have had this. It's like organizational kryptonite of the mobile quarterback. All right, well, look, if Daniels decides he's going to break, that's what mobile quarterbacks do. People, like, smart people design game plans every week for Lamar Jackson. He breaks them. Mm-hmm. So if Daniel, look, we said this at the start. Your man, Dr. Strange, right? There's one way out. Right. If Daniels is the singular best player on this field and he plays Roadrunner to your Wile E. Coyote, then, yeah, you might get nerve-wracking. I will believe that eventually it's going to catch up with him. He is still a rookie, and you guys are incredible. You will do an incredible job at Ford Field.
Yes.
I'm going to guess it'll normalize. But, no, I will not say there's no chance. I don't believe in that.
Well, the funny thing about Lamar is I think the teams are set up to try to stop him from scrambling, and he just stays in the pocket for 8 seconds. And just waits and waits and waits and waits. Oh, there you go. Touchdown. All right.
248-539-9797. Let's get some people involved. We'll have some fun with it. But no, vibes are good. I'm okay with it. Because again, maybe you disagree with my perspective. I didn't want Minnesota or the Rams. Maybe you're like Rico. You did. We'll get to the people next. 97. Yeah,
Minnesota didn't want to come back.
You son of a.
They didn't.
Straight to the people. We know who the Lions are playing. You're a huge favorite. You're at home. I love the Saturday night time slot. People can get wild. Kenny's going to be running around with no pants on for the game. But again, we're setting a, I don't think it's a tone. It's just, if you want to do irrational exuberance, you can take it to a different show. Like, I don't care who you play from here on out. I'm not doing any of this crap where there's no chance or somehow you're winning 70-2. If it happens, hey, that's awesome. Throw a party. But I think you need to respect your opponents. And yes, I think you'll win this game. But is there a pathway where this could get dicey? Yeah, absolutely there is. You've seen this in the history of the NFL. The mobile quarterback is, you could play perfect defense. You can do everything right. And they still F you. Like, that's the mobile quarterback thing. So, look, they're going to go for every fourth down. Dan Quinn is showing it to you. Basically, your big brother and their little brother. Mm-hmm. A year from now, I'd be terrified of the Commanders. They're not ready. But that doesn't mean in a given night they can't break your balls. So
bad turnover, something like that happens.
What do you think Aaron Glenn does? What do you think the game plan is?
I think he's got one arrow in that quiver. I think he brings the heat.
I did not have the word quiver on the bingo card today. Good for you. 248-539-9797. You want to get the people?
Let's go
to Jeff. He's batting leadoff, 97-1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's the good word?
Mike, I agree with you. I went into this playoff, and I told my buddy, I said, this is the game I don't want. I don't want to play Washington. You got a rookie quarterback who's riding high, and he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know he should be nervous. He doesn't know that he shouldn't be there right now. And they got a great receiver and a decent run game with two heads on it. The game scares me. Quinn's got experience. Yeah, he lost that game against the Patriots, but he's been there and he knows what it takes. It concerns me. I got 12 season tickets. There's nothing I would like more than to have them win so I could, you know, reap a few rewards on that regard, but I'll be down there, and I'm hoping that we can make a difference with as loud as we can get.
Jeff, let me ask a question, and I'm not being smarmy at all. I read something earlier today that standing room only tickets were almost 500 a pop, and I'm not asking you to out where your tickets are, but if you got 12, they're not standing room. Jeff, is there any thought process to just selling this game and chilling out on Saturday night and then being there for the NFC title game?
So I've been going down my family's had these season tickets since the 80s. I've probably only missed two Thanksgiving Day games since the 80s. There's no way I'm not going. Okay. And the benefit is I have 12, so I can sell several of them and still go.
Okay. I just wondered, because look, you are the better.
Yeah,
no, 100%, brother. And look, if you enjoy it, God bless. I wondered, we all feel like they're going to win this game.
I don't think it's an 8.5 favorite. I don't want to be 8.5 favorites. God bless if we win by that much, but no, I'm scared as hell. Yep. This is the game I didn't want.
Okay. Now
I know what I have with the other teams. I don't know what I get with this team.
Yeah, this is a bit of a wild card. And look, Jeff, I do think that the pathway, look, both teams are going to try the same thing. You look, as explosive as the Lions can be, what's the best way to beat the Commanders? Well, A, hold the football. You basically want to do what Buffalo did to Denver. And I'm not comparing Bo Nix to Jaden Daniels. What I'm saying is the best way, keep them off the field, own the clock, get ahead, make them one-dimensional.
Right.
Then it's just straight up, you're not ready for this. There is no scenario where the Commanders get down by 2-3 scores and I think Jaden Daniels is going to walk in here and throw it 45 times. There's no. That would be the there's no way.
Right.
But they're going to try to do the same thing. And I think the thing that's fascinating about this is both teams. Like if you had to do a prop bet casino, total fourth down attempts in this game, over under 7.5, I'd go over.
I would go over. I would go, if you told me which is going to be greater, more fourth down attempts or punts, fourth down attempts. Because punts, I would set at like 3.5 for both teams.
Now let me ask you this question, just for fun, and we have all week to do this. If you're Dan Campbell, I'm not asking you to change how you play. However, he has at certain moments taken the points. Not all the time, and certainly not a majority, but he has.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a game because you're playing a rookie and because you might be able to back them into a little bit more of a corner, maintain some momentum? Do you think there's any shot he takes an early field goal, takes some points one time, put them in his pocket?
No.
Okay.
I think this is that flex of you are little brother, I'm big brother. Let me
all
show
gas,
you,
no brakes.
Let me show you how this is done, because you wouldn't want to see that, because that means Campbell is changing what he's doing. So late in the game, yes. If all of a sudden you can take a 7-point lead and make it a 10-point lead or make it a 2-score game, absolutely, I think he'll take the points. But early in the game, nah.
Yeah, like let's say they got up 7-0. Now they got the football. Chance to get up by 2 scores. See, those are the little things mm-hmm. where I look at it and I'm like, you know what? If we can get this team multiple scores behind, it's going to change how they play. They're not going to get to run all that read option crap. They're not going to get to blindly hand the football off.
I would say they would do that only if they're somewhere between the 30, their own 30 and the 40-yard line. Because anything other than that, no.
If you're
you know
inside
what's
the 10,
nothing, 14.
You're inside the 10, I got no problem. Go for it. I'm not kicking those field goals. This team's proven they're good enough at it. You go. I just wondered, and look, you're at home. You're indoors. You trust your kicker. It was just something. Look, these are the now, nerdy things
because
I think about.
It's smart because they don't have a great kicker. Heck, they barely made it into
Zane Gonzalez is a lovely man. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. It's Parlay Mark here.
That's right now. Let's get the update. This is exciting. You're damn near 10-point favorites. Talk to me.
Yeah, I did not take the cash out before the Vikings game. And, Mike, before I say anything else about the ticket, I just wanted to thank you for embracing this ticket, letting me be a part of your show. I love your show, and I appreciate the time you've given me.
We have fun with it, dude. Me and Rico both. Like, this is a great story. And honestly, I mean it sincerely. I'm rooting like hell for you. I hope you cash out and throw a parade for yourself. So what are they offering here? What are we doing?
They're offering me $22,000 right now to cash out. I'm not going to take it.
Nope.
I feel good about this weekend, and I don't think I'm going to hedge yet. I think I ride into the sun, and you know, I'm scared about this rookie. This wasn't my ideal matchup. I wanted the Packers.
All right, let me ask a question. I want to back up the truck for a second. Now, Rico, you your heart stopped for a minute there when he said that.
Wow, $22,000.
But hold on. Now, Mark, here's the key. Before we have the conversation, have you talked to your family about this? You're not going rogue?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Are they supportive of this decision?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. I think you ride this week. I think you absolutely – look, if you lose to the Commanders, it would be one of the most shocking results of the NFL season. It's not impossible, but I think it's highly improbable. I think we ride, and I think we get to NFC title weekend, and then we can have a different conversation where it doesn't matter who wins. Brother, you're going to be favored in that game.
Yeah, because the beauty of it is he doesn't have to worry about a point spread. He just needs him to win by one.
Now, the question is, what is a number they're going to flash out there if you beat the Commanders that it would make you think?
40K.
I was about to say 40K is probably that number that he would get.
So here's
40K, and Mike, we can disagree, but right now in my mind, in my confidence level, I believe that we are going to wake up in the beginning of February, and it is Lions Chiefs, Lions Bills, or Lions Ravens. Like that's just what it's going to be. And if I reach that point,
you have every right to believe it. And at that point, they're going to offer you something very tasty. At that point, I'll be honest. I would probably, because I know your situation, you've described it for listeners of the show. Mark, look, Mark's a young guy, college, like we're talking serious cash.
Or cash that ticket out and enjoy the game.
Exactly. I wouldn't, if you get to the Super Bowl, Mark, if you've made peace with that, yes. But no, I wouldn't do anything this week. I wouldn't touch it.
All right, Mike.
My man.
We'll talk to you
hold the fort.
And,
you don't make a move, brother. We are rooting for you. Let's go.
We're holding it down. Holding down. You guys have a great night.
You too, Mark. Appreciate
good
it, brother.
Luck to you.
But you know what I'm saying. It's easy to say when you're not sitting here. For people who aren't aware, Mark was featured in a couple of stories. He had a $100 free play. He did this cross-sport championship parlay. So it was Dodgers to win the World Series. Hey, Mark, F you. it was my Yankees, but damn it, it's fine. You know, it was the UConn, and it was all of it. And he's hit them all. The Lions are the last piece. But if you're sitting there as an 8.5, 9.5, 10-point favorite, I'm sorry. I can't in good conscience tell him to do nothing.
Right, I'm talking about Super Bowl Sunday.
And here's
the
other.
They're starting to sweat it out. Like, what if we...
And we asked the question to Mark. I said, listen, it all depends on what kind of money can you get your hands on. Because if you want to start trying to do some things, well, then you would make a rather sizable wager on Commanders getting 8.5 or 9.5. Or you wait for the game live, you wait for the Lions to, God willing, get a lead, and then all of a sudden they flash 13.5. And if you want to, you can begin making a large wager to try to double dip. But hedging? No. There's no hedge until or unless you get to at least the NFC title game, if not the Super Bowl. Yeah. But then at that point, I'm with Rico. They're going to offer him so much, it'll cross the threshold of what he needs, wants.
Yeah, he may get like 65,000.
And at that point, hit the button.
Go enjoy the game, and you're fine.
You hit the button or you sell the ticket.
Worst thing that happens is they win, and you're like, I should have held on. They lose, and you're like.
But for a college-age guy? Dude, if I had $65 in my pocket in college, I would have felt like Rick Ross. This guy's going to have 65 grand. You take the money, and you don't feel bad about it. And we're way over time. Apologies. 97.1.
I will keep this simple. Don't even need to say a lot here, but it's Jaden Daniels.
Sure as hell ain't the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, not at all. We didn't even have a drive. Jaden Daniels, 10 plays, 51 yards, 4:41 time on the drive. They take his team to the division around. It's a simple drive for the drive of the week.
By the way, I take great pride in saying this. So any of you or any coworkers, oh, 2-6.
So negative.
Yeah, because we think the Lions will win, but just not by a million, like an irrational goofball. Dan Miller agrees with us. You know, the voice of the team. I only wish you could have heard Dan Miller talking out there off air.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
That's right. He did not say that. I want to say that factually. But he said no. Like, this is no joke. This is not a freebie. These guys are coming here with nothing to lose. Jaden Daniels is terrifying. Go ahead, though. So hate on Dan Miller. I encourage you. No, or value rational thought. Your choice. But this is the problem. We've now gotten to a point in society, and with Rico's little social media stuff, you can create a universe of delusion if you like. So do that.
Yes, I've created social media.
Well, I'm just blaming you for it. But no, look, I do think the Lions will win, but I don't know if they're going to roll this team over. I know they're going to win. And that's all I care about. They don't care how you win. They just care that you win.
Yeah, it's the NFL playoffs.
No, it's not. Lions 84, Commanders 2.
You want to blame me? Blame me for the Dominican Republic hockey team. That's me.
No, what? Huh?
For the World Games.
Oh, the four-team yes. tournament. Yeah, well, then we did go down a rabbit hole of, wait a minute, 58 nations play hockey? Mm-hmm. Who knew? Georgia had a team, and we're not talking Atlanta. Kenny tried to pull highlights, by the way. It's some of the most embarrassing stuff I've ever seen.
It was slim pickings, to be polite about it.
There's no video evidence of some of these countries having a hockey team.
You know what? I am Team Ice Blacks. I like that team.
Okay. You know what?
That's a name of the
myself
team.
From this conversation.
Kenny was watching the team. That's the name of the team.
And it's not used the way you are describing it. So why don't we just go to David?
Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah, move on.
The Detroit Lions should beat Washington by double digits. The Lions should honestly put up 35-plus points against this team. I used to live in D.C. I still listen to sports talk radio out there every now and again. They are definitely riding high today. They sound exactly like we did last year. That said, I think we still win the game.
No, but I'm sorry. So they shouldn't be thrilled? They hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years.
Sounds familiar.
You know, they were awful last year. They had an owner they hated. They got a new owner. They got a new GM. They got a rookie QB who looks to be the next great NFL star. Yeah, of course. But guess what? Reality will kick in. If they come here, you guys are going to show them what's up. This ain't Tampa Bay. That's a soft-ass fan base. Ooh, I got a pirate ship.
And I will say this. Commanders fans are not going to be able to come into the stadium like they did last night. That's not going to happen this week.
No, because much like if you're a Notre Dame fan traveling to see them in the national title, you'd be lighting your money on fire. You're not paying $475 to stand there and get your ass kicked. Just, to me...
Poor Rob, that guy.
No,
bro,
no.
You're a fan, so rational thinking kind of goes out the window.
Well, that's why I don't
because
get
you
along
know why?
With a lot of fans.
Because as a fan, you're thinking, but what if that 1% happens and we win and I was there?
God bless.
That's what fans
think. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they'll compete. They got nothing to lose. Now, they got to figure out if they're going to cut off Deron Payne's finger or what they're going to do with that thing. Did you see that last night? Thing was on backwards. Looked like Moise Alou's leg in Montreal.
Tape it up.
Bro, you ain't taping that up. That thing was bent seven directions.
If it's good enough for Ronnie Lott.
Well, my guess is they'll put it in one of those hamburger helper mitts and tore it all the hell out of it and be like, all right, here you go. We'll figure it out later.
We'll talk about this after the season, guy.
I'd just be stunned if he doesn't play. But no, look, we got all week to do it. Lord knows. Can Saturday get here already, please? Lions.
One more. Matt and Warren says, after watching last night's game, there's only one thing that I can guarantee, that neither team will punt the ball the entire game.
I'm not laughing. It's probably true. They'll just go for it on every fourth. Washington is not coming here to kick field goals.
Think about it. If I set the line, it's 3.5 total combined punts.
And if you're Washington, you know you got to get to 30 to win this game. You're not doing it with three. Now, before half, end of game, that's different.
I didn't even think before half. You just take
a
shot.
Rico's YOLO balling it. Okay.
No, well, I mean, think about what happened with the Vikings. They kicked the ball and it went out of bounds. And
this guy's out of control. You're over time. You're the one who kicks Rieger out of here. Now you're going on soliloquies. Look at you. Who are you? You've turned into a whole new man this week.
Oh, you know.
Well, all right, Dr. Strange. Listen, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 2. We got a lot more stuff to talk about.
I mean, I want to.
Okay, Rico's done. He's had
him. I'm hitting the portal.
David shut him down. Rico's transferring to Valdosta State.
I'm going to.
Nope. No. I didn't do that. You know I don't have that on my board. Nope.
We've discussed it.
New year, new me. I'm not participating in this.
We've discussed this.
It was an accident. That was supposed to be something else.
No, it was not an accident.
I didn't say anything.
No. I'm looking at you because I'm so disgusted right now.
And he says he's a Christian. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
I question that, and I normally don't.
You should go talk to them.